بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وعملا يا كريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His assistance and seek His divine guidance. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils of our souls and the adverse consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees guidance upon, then none can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees misguidance upon, then none can guide him. And peace and salutations be upon the final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship besides one Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, indeed all praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing us together virtually to learn from some of the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam associated with the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. For me here in Melbourne, Australia, this is where I'm spending most of Ramadan this year. We are on the verge of completing the 15th night of Ramadan, right? Which means we have almost begun the next half of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us barakah in the remaining days of this great month, and especially the remaining nights of this great month, because indeed the last 10 nights await us, and those nights are considered the best nights of the entire year. And indeed, in these best nights of the entire year is the best night of the entire year. And that is the night of power. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree upon us witnessing that night. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree upon us worship better than 1,000 months. Ameen. Ameen. The topic for today is the night of power. And the night of power is so special that it has a dedicated surah in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr, laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr, tanazzalul malaikatu wal ruhu fiha, bi'idhni rabbihim min kulli amr, salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu, indeed, we revealed this Quran, fi laylatil qadr, in the night of power. Fi laylatil qadr, in the night of power. Why is the night of power called the night of power? Well, it is the night in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes manifest His divine power. For our scholars, rahmatullahi alayhim, say that on this night, Allah revealed the Qur'an. And only the All-Powerful can do this. Now, someone might say, wasn't the Qur'an revealed over a period of 23 years? How is it that it was revealed on the night of power? But we know the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 23 years long. How is it that the Qur'an was revealed on the night of power and revealed over the period of 23 years? And in answer to the question, our scholars teach us the teaching of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the famous companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the famous knowledgeable companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They teach us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran on the night of power to the first heaven in its entirety, to a place known as the House of Honor. The House of Honor. And from this house on the first heaven, the Quran came down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over the course of 23 years. So this is the answer to that question. Now, Allah says, Laylatul Qadr, and we've said that it's called the night of power because a manifestation of the power of Allah Almighty takes place, firstly in the fact that the Qur'an was revealed, and then because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards His slaves with a reward greater than 1,000 months, meaning He rewards His slaves with a reward better than 83 years of worship. Right? Now you and I all know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the lifespan of this ummah is between 60 and 70 years. 60 and 70 years. This is the lifespan of this ummah. And we know that the previous nations lived for hundreds of years. We know that Nuh alayhi salam lived for hundreds of years. Allah tells us in the Quran, the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam and the other prophets enjoyed longer years as well than the average years of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Prophet himself sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is from the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a sign that Allah does what He wants, when He wants, how He wants subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He decreed that yes, the lifespan of this ummah is between 60 and 70 years, but even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that this ummah gets a night in which if they catch it and intend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, and revive it, having great hope in the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, then Allah will give them ibadah worth more than 83 years. Imagine this. If you caught Laylatul Qadr for 10 years of your life, that means you have acquired more than 830 years of worship. Worship better than 830 years. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And this, my dear brothers and sisters, if we really think about it, we will understand how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and how generous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, subhanallah. That He's telling us that, look, you worship for 60 to 70 years and I will give you your worship the potential to be worth thousands of years. Thousands of years. Years far more in number than the previous nations that existed. Years far more in number than the generations before that lived for 950 years and lived for 1,000 years and so on and so forth. Right? This is a generous gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to understand, you know, when Allah says the night of power, it indeed is a manifestation of Allah Almighty, the All-Powerful, doing what He wants, how He wants, when He wants, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives a precedence to whom He wills and He creates everything in creation. Thus He created the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and blessed this ummah with this night. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could give this ummah this night and nobody else. So we see the divine power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly, as well as the divine generosity of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, only worship for 63 years and you have the potential to ascertain and acquire worship far greater than thousands of years. Whilst the other nations, if they lived for 1,000 years, they had to worship for that entire period. So look at the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Some people say, you know, we wish we had more years to live. We wish we had more years to live. Other nations lived for hundreds of years. And our ummah, the average is 60 to 70. And my question to you, my dear brothers and sisters, is which is better, living for 1,000 years and not knowing the level of your worship or the ability to acquire the worship of 1,000 years, or living for 60 to 70 years and having the ability to do worship greater than those who live for thousands of years? Wallahi, living life is tough. Living life is tough. You know? And it's not tough because things are expensive. And it's not tough because, you know, because of the way life has become. The hustle and bustle of life and children and vice and so on and so forth. Right? It's tough because, subhanallah, we endeavor and try to live our life earning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Today, we could have enjoyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure or attained Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, but who knows about tomorrow? Tomorrow we could do something else. May Allah protect us. May Allah forgive us. We don't know if we will die upon Iman. This fact alone should worry us and cause us to think and cause us to ponder and cause us to worry. Right? And if we thought about the reality of life, really, in the way just described, then I don't think anyone would actually feel that they wanted to live the life of 1,000 years. Right? Where every day you wake up and you got to push through fighting shaitan, fighting temptation, fighting your desires. There's vice around you, you fighting against yourself being affected by the vice. We live in a world that desensitizes us to a lot of haram. Right? There's haram that would be considered major with the people before us, but to you and I, it's just something normal because we have societies that desensitize evil, desensitize haram. It's tough. You know, a Muslim needs to understand why life is tough. It's not tough because of expenses and so on and so forth. Yes, that makes life tough, but what makes life truly tough is when you have to fight every day to look after your iman, to look after your iman, to die upon Islam. So you gain the perpetual happiness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has on the person who does so. So if you understand life like this, my dear brothers and sisters, nobody would wish to live for 1,000 years. And you would really appreciate Allah's mercy and look after this gift which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in Laylatul Qadr. That subhanallah, we have the abilities to work only a little, but get rewards far greater than those who lived for thousands of years. So little effort, but rewards far greater. Indeed, this is an honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has honored us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us and He's gifted us. And this night deserves great thanks. We need to thank Allah. We need to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to thank Him. We need to praise Him. We need to exalt Him. We need to recognize this as a mighty gift. Right? Just like when a person gives you a gift, such an expensive gift, what happens? You feel indebted. You feel indebted, you want to keep on thanking the person, you end up loving the person more and you can't wait to reciprocate, you can't wait to give them a gift, right? Or you can't wait for them to visit you one day so you can be in their khidmah and service. This is human nature. Now imagine a divine gift as mighty as Laylatul Qadr, better than 1,000 months, better than 83 years of worship. And notice the term better. Allah says, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Better than 1,000 months. Not 1,000 months equivalent worth of worship, but better than 1,000 months. Meaning, it's unknown. It's unknown. It could be worship worth 1,000,000 months. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon all able. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as our scholars say, on this night, and this is one of the reasons why they say it's called Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night makes the decrees of the year known to the angels who are in charge of the different processes and different tasks. Allah says, فِيهَا يُفْرَقْ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Right? In Surah Al-Dukhan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes the decrees for this year to the angels who are in charge of the various tasks that they have. So the sustenance for people is released to them. Who will be born? Who will pass away? How many children will pass away in the fetus of their mother? How many will grow up healthy? How many will become ill? The extent of the illnesses. Everything is released on the night of power, is made manifest. We know everything is written on the preserved tablet known as the Lawh al-Mahfuz. Everything was written there 50,000 years before the heavens and the earth was created. But on the night of power, obviously the knowledge of Lawh al-Mahfuz, it's only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah then chooses to reveal from it when He wills and how He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to who He wills. So Allah on this night reveals from Lawh al-Mahfuz to the angels and lets them know the decrees for this year. And as I said, the people who will be born and pass away and the levels of sustenance they will have and health and sickness and so on and so forth. So on this particular night, this is what happens as well. And this is indeed a mighty, powerful event and happening. Thus the night is also called Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Indeed, we revealed the Qur'an in the night of power. Indeed, we revealed the Qur'an in the night of power. We've explained what is meant by the revelation of the Qur'an and we've explained what is meant by the night of power. Allah says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what will make you understand the reality of this night, the audacity of this night, the magnanimous nature of this night? What will make you understand? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this style in the Qur'an to grab our attention. To grab our attention and make us really ponder over this amazing event. For example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Qiyamah, Allah says, Al-Qari'ah, Mal-Qari'ah, Wama Adraka Mal-Qari'ah. One of the names of Qiyamah is Al-Qari'ah. Allah says, Wama Adraka Mal-Qari'ah. What will make you understand the extent, the level, the nature of the Day of Judgment? What will make you understand it? Right? It's not in your ability to understand it. Subhanallah. That's how mighty the day is. That's how scary the day is. That's how just the day will be. No one will escape. What will make you understand what Laylatul Qadr is? It's beyond your ability to comprehend. Subhanallah, it's so mighty. Allah says, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. Khayrun min alfi shahr. Allah is talking to our intellect. Allah is saying, you know 1,000 to be a great number. Here you go. It's better than, it's not 1,000 nights, it's better than 1,000 nights. When a person hears 1,000, they say, wow, subhanAllah, 1,000? That is so much. So Allah releases a figure, we don't have the ability to comprehend it. But Allah wants to bring the matter closer to our minds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's better than 1,000 nights. That whilst you are in awe of having worship of 1,000 nights, understand that it's even better than that. And better is unknown. It could be 10,000 nights. It could be better than 100,000 nights. It could be better than 1 million nights, 10 million nights, 100 million nights, a billion nights, a trillion nights. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. This is a mercy from Allah. He's kept it hidden. He's told us to act and He will reward us insha'Allah. And the reward is a surprise for us on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surprise us diligently on the day of Qiyamah. Ameen, ameen. Allah says, on this night, Allah tells us some of the happenings on this night. Tells us, to allow us to appreciate further how great this night is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us some amazing events that happen. Allah says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَ. The angels descend onto the earth. وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا. And with them is Jibreel alayhi salam, the king of all angels. The head of the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. They do this with the permission of their Lord. They've done it because they've been instructed by Allah. Given the nature of this night, Allah has instructed something different. They do something different. And as our scholars teach us from the sunnah, that on the night of power, there's more angels on earth, there's more angels on earth than there are stones on this earth. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Right? So Allah says on this night, Allah instructs the angels to descend. And this again teaches us, there's so many angels, this teaches us how mighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. It's peace all the way till the Fajr prayer. Not just any peace, but the special peace. A peace synonymous with Laylatul Qadr. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in the Quran, my dear brothers and sisters, regarding Laylatul Qadr. And the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has an entire surah about Laylatul Qadr, this should be enough to make us understand how mighty this night is. Now we have a statement of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. He says, Al-ibadatu fiha khayrun min al-ibadati fi alfi shahrin bisiyami nahariha wa qiyami layliha. He says, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this night carries reward better than 1,000 nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that these 1,000 nights, or what is considered to be better than 1,000 nights, right, or the work of 1,000 nights, refers to a person spending all of these nights in worship and fasting all of its day. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Imagine 83 years of fasting the entire day and standing up the entire night. Imagine that, my dear brothers and sisters. How mighty is this? 83 years, fasting every single day. And in some countries, people are fasting 21 hours, right? So let's take their circumstance. You're fasting 21 hours every single day for 83 years, and standing every single night in prayer. Let's take, for example, a country like Australia, where I am at right now. Right now, it's 12:30 in the morning, going for 1 a.m., okay? Where I am. And the nights here are long. The night here starts from about 5:15 p.m. and finishes at 6 a.m., right? So over 12 hours is the night. So let's take this night, for example. So let's say a person spends 83 years. For 21 hours of the day, they fast. And let's say they spend the entire night, 12 hours of the night in worship. Right? We take some of the longest fasts and some of the longest nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, He will give us worship better than 83 years. And the type of worship is the worship of a person who spends the whole day fasting and the whole night in prayer. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So, it's not 83 years of mediocre worship. It's rewards better than 83 years of excellent worship. This is another amazing point that you and I need to comprehend of how mighty the rewards are for this night. Wallahi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this night. You know, I'm speaking to you right now, I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling like, subhanallah, I can't wait. Allahu Akbar. May Allah bless us all. Ameen. Ameen. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, what is expected of us in these nights? Well, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what is expected of us is to revive the night, believing in one Allah, believing that Allah has recommended this, and believing that Allah has given us this night, and believing that Allah will reward us for this night, and having good hope that Allah will accept our worship. This is what is needed from us. All these elements is needed from us with regards to this night. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man qama laylat al-qadr imanan wa ihtisaban, imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Subhanallah. That the one who stands the night of power, believing in Allah and believing in His promise, وَاحْتِسَابًا, and having good hope that Allah has accepted what He's done. He's not doubting it. He didn't revive the night and then doubt, will Allah accept it from me? Won't Allah accept it from me? No, absolutely not. He revived it and he had good hope that Allah has accepted it from me. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِي. All his sins, his previous sins will be forgiven. All his previous sins will be forgiven. La ilaha illallah. Imagine this. Allah will forgive your previous sins. Indeed, this is a great mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, many ask, when is the night of power? When is Laylatul Qadr? With regards to Laylatul Qadr, my dear brothers and sisters, we have many narrations. We have many narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some narrations teach us that Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th night. Some narrations teach us that Laylatul Qadr is on the last seven nights. Some narrations teach us that Laylatul Qadr is during the odd nights. And some narrations teach us that Laylatul Qadr is during the last 10 nights. Right? And there's no contradiction here. Because it is easy to fathom and comprehend that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked these questions at different times. And it could have been at different points in Ramadan. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would advise people based on the days in Ramadan and based on the time that the question was asked. It could have been asked in the last 7 days and so on and so forth. But no doubt, the last or the odd days or the narrations that talk about the odd nights has a special and unique relevance. And also, a lot of the narrations focusing on the 27th night, which gives it a lot of uniqueness and focus. But my dear brothers and sisters, as our scholars say, that for you to be blessed to catch the 27th night, there has to be that effort from yourself throughout all the nights. And no doubt going through all the nights is safer. Because the scholars say that the correct opinion is that Laylatul Qadr moves from night to night with every year. Allah chooses the night that He wishes Laylatul Qadr to be. And as some scholars say, that we know that fasting or different countries start their fast different times. So a person who looks after all 10 nights is indeed safe. So this is what we should do, brothers and sisters. We should strive throughout the last 10 nights, from the 21st of Ramadan, 21st night up to the 30th night. The last 10 nights of Ramadan. And don't be from those who start off strong, and then the 27th night reaches and then we just relax. We forget about the 28th night, and we forget about the 29th night, and if there's a 30th night, we forget about the 30th night. Don't let that happen. Search for it every night during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Search for it. Wallahi, you'll never get lost. You will never waste time worshipping Allah. So, it's not a tough ask, right? It's not a tough ask. Just 10 nights of the year to apply yourself is not a difficult task. We know that the nights of the year go into the hundreds. What's 10 nights dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When the rewards are greater than 83 years of worship. The rewards are far greater than any effort you can put, even if you opted to worship Allah this way throughout the year. The rewards are far greater than that even. We're talking 83 years of worship. What's 10 nights when the reward is a reward better than worship that spans more than 83 years? So I hope you're catching the picture, my dear brothers and sisters. May Allah grant us the understanding. Another question that we ask about Laylatul Qadr is, what are the signs of Laylatul Qadr? What are the signs of Laylatul Qadr? How do we know that, you know, the night that we witnessed could have been the night? And in answer to that question, our scholars teach us from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam many signs. There are many signs. And these signs are clear after the night has passed. So for example, well, most of the signs are after the night has passed. There is a sign, for example, which states that you find the night having a moderate temperature. It's not too cold and it's not too hot. This is from the signs. From the signs is that you have a soft sunrise, which doesn't have vibrant rays. It's a very soft sunrise. It's a peaceful, content sunrise, right? This is also from the signs of the night of power. So these are some of the teachings of the scholars regarding the signs of the night of power. There are other teachings that some people have said, but these teachings are questionable because they really don't have evidence which is of a substantial level to advocate or to support the view being relevant. But what we do know in terms of relevance is having a moderate night and having a soft sunrise. This is mentioned in several ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those that witness the night of power. So, how do we ensure that we can actually catch the night of power? What can we do to actually catch the night of power? And in answer to that question, our scholars rahmatullahi alayhim and our current teachers hafidhahumullah, they teach us many elements. They teach us things that will help us achieve the night of power. And they say that for us to catch the night of power, you have to be diligent from the beginning of the day. Right? It all begins with your day. Having a strong day ensures having a strong night. And having a strong night is a means for having a strong day. So they say first and foremost, you should observe the sunnah of Fajr. Right? After performing a perfect wudu. And you should observe your Salatul Fajr. And if you can in congregation, then it should be in congregation, especially for the males. And then you should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until sunrise. And then after the sun rises, observe the Salatul Duha or the Salatul Ishraq. If you perform the Salah immediately after sunrise, then it's Ishraq. And if you delay it a bit, then it's duha. In any case, you observe the ishraq or the duha. And there's great rewards for doing this. The person who observes salatul duha, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of every bone in his body giving a sadaqah. Subhanallah. Imagine that reward. Every bone in your body giving a sadaqah. And as you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after fajr till sunrise, be sure to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completing the morning invocations. Because the morning invocations assist us in being great during our day. It assists us against the evil of ourselves. It assists us against the whispers of shaitan. It's a good practice to have.
And in the adhkar or invocations of the morning, we see invocations that assist us against being lazy. And we see invocations that are a means of us being forgiven. And we know that our sins are a means of preventing us from achieving our true potential. Right? So we offer these invocations of the day. In fact, in the invocations of the day is the invocation where we say, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. And in the invocations of the morning, we have Subhanallah wa bihamdi. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that the one who does these invocations 100 times in their day, then no one will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment with deeds better than the deeds of this person. This person who recited these invocations 100 times a day. Imagine that, my dear brothers and sisters. And the hadith says the only person who will have more is a person who did more. The only person who has more is a person who did more, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always make us remember to recite the invocations of the morning. So you prayed your sunnah of fajr, you prayed your fajr, you waited till sunrise. During that period you did the invocations of the morning, then you prepared the salatul duha, and then you went about your day, you know, looking after the home or going to work or going to school. And every moment you got, you kept your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the time of dhuhr. When the time of dhuhr came, you performed the four sunnah of dhuhr before the dhuhr salah, and you prayed the dhuhr salah. Then after dhuhr salah, you prayed the two sunnah, right? And then you went about your day again, keeping your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah, lowering your gaze, speaking a good language, looking after the Islamic morals, manners and etiquette. So you're having a brilliant day. And then Asr comes, you observe your Salatul Asr, if you can with Jama'ah, you do it with Jama'ah, especially for the males. And then you move on to Maghrib, now you're fasting. And we know that the dua of a person fasting is accepted. So you make dua to Allah, and you ask Allah to make the night that is going to come, if it is the night of Laylatul Qadr, to make you be from amongst those that witness the night. And you ask Allah to assist you in worshipping Him throughout the night. And you ask Allah to give you health, to give you strength. You make dua to Allah, because it always starts with dua. So you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And then you observe the iftar. After the iftar, you try your best. If you're at the masjid, you read two raka'at after the adhan, as was the famous practice of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never prevented it. Or if you've entered the masjid, you pray two raka'at tahiyyatul masjid, and you wait for the imam. Then the imam comes and he reads the maghrib prayer, and you read the maghrib prayer with him. Or if you're at home, you read the maghrib prayer. After maghrib, and by the way, after every salah there's invocations, right? You know that after every salah there's invocations after salah. And now alhamdulillah there's apps. You can actually download an app, an adhkar app or a Hisnul Muslim app. And these apps actually have in them the du'as after salah and the du'a of the morning and the du'a of the evening and so on and so forth, right? So you look after all your adhkar after salah. The same thing you do after maghrib. You read your adhkar after maghrib, and then you go on to read your adhkar of the evening. Right, the adhkar of the evening are similar to the morning, there's slight differences. So the same adhkar and rewards that I mentioned to you from the morning, you have them in the evening as well, including the dua asking Allah to protect you from all harm and asking Allah to grant you strength and protect you from being lazy. This is also in this dhikr. So you can actually perform the adhkar of the evening after asr, but if you haven't, then perform it after maghrib. Then you have your meal. When you have your meal, don't eat too much. Because if you eat too much, it's going to make you sleepy and prevent you from spending the night diligently in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's worship. And then you go for Salatul Isha, you read it with the Imam, or for the sisters at home, you read it at home, and then you observe the adhkar after Salah and the Taraweeh, and you complete the Salah with the Imam. If alhamdulillah you live in a community where they perform the Qiyam, you can stay in the masjid. If you can do i'tikaf in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, this is excellent, this is better. If you can't, then you try your best to do some of the nights. But what you must do after Isha, when you're getting home from Taraweeh, right? You should try and give a sadaqah. Give a sadaqah. Even if it's $1, give a sadaqah. Even if it's $1, give a sadaqah. Because if it is the night of power, Allah will make that $1, Allah will make it equivalent to 80 or better than 83 years of charity. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah will take that one, right? and accept it on a night which is better than 83 years of worship. SubhanAllah. Imagine that, my dear brothers and sisters. So after your Taraweeh, give a sadaqah. Don't forget. Especially during the odd nights. Especially during the odd nights, right? So give your sadaqah. Then come home and rest a little bit. Get some strength. And then wake up and worship Allah in tahajjud. And reading the Quran and the adhkar. And some more tahajjud and nafil salah and so on and so forth. And if you live in a community that has qiyam at the masjid, then go for qiyam and be in jama'ah and read the qiyam in jama'ah and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cry to Allah in your sujood and ask Allah from His treasures and ask Allah all your wishes and all your hopes and all your dreams. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how we have an amazing last 10 nights of Ramadan. And wallahi, if you do this for 10 nights, and your day is strong and this practice is going on and on over the course of 10 days, this is a good chance that inshallah even after Ramadan you will continue with a lot of this khair and a lot of this goodness. So this is some advice on how you and I should try and spend this day. You know, especially giving this charity, wallahi, it's so little. I mean, one, you know, everyone can afford a dollar inshallah, just a dollar. So we say a dollar a night, 10 nights, $10. But imagine that $1 hits a night which is better than 83 years of worship. Imagine what charity you've given. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Imagine that, my dear brothers and sisters. Right? So, don't belittle any good. Right? Even for those who are married, I say go home, smile to each other. A smile is a sadaqah. That sadaqah, if it catches the night of power, it will be a sadaqah caught on a night better than 83 years of worship. Allahu Akbar. So smile to your wife, smile to your husband, smile to your kids. Smiling is a sadaqah. Smile for the sake of Allah and for the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one smile in the face of his brother is a sadaqah. Right? So these are some of the advices, brothers and sisters. Before we end today's session, I also advise you all to sit down with your children and teach them about Laylatul Qadr. No matter how young they are, teach them a little bit, you know, to their capacity, to their ability to understand. Teach them about this night and it's special so that they grow up for the rest of their lives knowing that, you know what, my mother taught me this, my father taught me this. And perhaps when they catch the night as well, it will be Sadaqatul Jariyah for us, for the parents who taught them, whilst the parents are alive, and even after the parents pass away. Imagine that, subhanAllah. Indeed, Allah is all merciful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give us this reward, that perhaps our children strive after us to catch this night, and Allah will reward us the rewards of Laylatul Qadr, because we taught them about Laylatul Qadr and the importance of this month. So this is a point to note as well. My dear brothers and sisters, it's always good talking to you all here in Knowledge International University in our state-of-the-art virtual classroom. It's not always easy speaking to a computer screen when you can't hear your audience around you, and it is almost 1 a.m. here in Melbourne, Australia. So with that, inshallah, there are some points that we've taken. I ask you to make dua for me, especially, you know my name, alhamdulillah. Make dua for me especially, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy upon me and accept from me as well. And you all my beloved students, walillahi alhamd. And I always remember you in my dua. And I am looking forward to the next academic term that begins, inshallah, in October or just after October, and looking forward to being with you all, seeing you grow, moving on to your next semesters, and teaching some of the subjects that you will be taking. Everything correct said is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is perfect, and any mistakes are from myself and shaytan, and I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting, accept our standing, our prayer, accept our charity, accept our dua, accept our entire Ramadan. May Allah forgive us for our mistakes, for the slips of the tongue, for the times when we didn't lower our gaze. May Allah forgive us for our mistakes, especially that which was most definitely unintended. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. May Allah accept from us. May Allah bless us. May Allah make us witness Ramadan for many, many, many years to come. Allahumma a'id alayna shahr Ramadan a'waman adida wa azminatan madida. Allahumma please, please, ya Allah, make us witness Ramadan for many, many, many more years to come. And we ask Allah to ease our pain when the passing of Ramadan has to happen towards the end of this month. We ask Allah to ease our pain as we say goodbye to the special blessed gift and guest that visited us, a guest that we truly love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our pain. Jazakumullahu khairan everybody. Hada wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.